Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, we're going to have David Kodria, the gun rights examiner. We're going to discuss everything that he's been discussing over the last few days. Before we go into my opinion of what has happened with the ATF and the M855 ban that has gone away, we're going to talk about something else. We're going to talk about something called the General Social Survey. Okay? The General Social Survey has come out. They released this, day before yesterday? And they published a survey that shows that Americans are losing interest in guns. And what you need to do when you see one of these polls that is driven, if you look at a poll, first of all, look at who's doing the poll. If the poll is being done by somebody who's anti-gun, they're trying to sway an opinion. This is the same thing as an exit poll. The goal here is the same thing as an exit poll. When there's an election going on, they'll give exit polling numbers. They will have tabulated like 2% of the vote out of any state, and they'll call the state for this candidate or that. And that's meant to discourage people for the other candidate who's shown to be losing. That's to discourage the voters from going, because what's the use at that point? The General Social Survey is claiming that only 32% of Americans either own a firearm themselves or live with someone who does. This number ties a record low set in 2010, and this means that fewer Americans are buying guns. According to their numbers, 22% of Americans own a firearm, down from 31% who said they did in 1985. Now, here's my question. We've got a Pew Research poll that shows 126 million people owning guns. We've got a Gallup poll showing 134 million people owning guns. Let's, and anybody that wants to, ninjas, anybody that wants to get in on this, you can call in and tell me this if you want to. I want to know how many minor children are in the United States. And we're going to be working off of a number of 320 million people in the United States. I want to know how many minor children are in the United States. And that will tell us how many adults don't own guns. And then we're going to look at that number, and whatever the number is that don't own guns, we're going to add that to the number that do own guns. And there's going to be your percentage. And it's going to be well over 50%. People that are not eligible to own a gun don't get to be part of the tabulation. Sorry. And even if they did get to be part of the tabulation, it'd still be over 30%. But it's pretty close. Well, no, it's 134 million. That's more than 30% out of 320. That'd be closer to 40, 30, the high 30s, low 40s. I don't know where it would be. I'm not doing the math in my head. According to John Lott at the Crime Prevention Research Center, he said that GSS Principal Investigator Tom Smith once said that the decline in gun ownership implied by GSS numbers made it easier for politicians to do the right thing on guns. This gives them talking points. These are designed talking points. They're not going out and even doing a survey. They're trying to look at what a declination would be if there was something happening where something was trending down, and they're trying to stick with it. Maybe they might bounce it back up to where they can say, well, it's ties the record lows in the 2010. But they're not even going out and doing a survey. I'd like to find out how many people work for the GSS. The GSS receives funding from the Joyce Foundation. Some of your more well-known alumni from the Joyce Foundation are your president, Barack Obama, and the other unelected president, Valerie Jarrett. During Obama's time on the board, the Joyce Foundation doled out various grants to gun control groups totaling $2.7 million. That's not much in this era of the Bloombergs, but back, you know, during Obama's time, he was on the board from 94 to 2002. That was still significant money. And the GSS numbers run completely counter to numbers and trends reported by Gallup. And Gallup, by no means, is a conservative bastion. According to Gallup, households with guns in the home are 44%. GSS, 32%. Despite the fact that under this president we've had over 100 million background checks. Not all of them to buy guns, to be sure. Some of them to buy, you know, not. I don't know how it is in your state, but in my state, I don't have to go through a background check to acquire a gun because I have a concealed carry permit. Yeah. Gallup has asked recently if, in 2000, they said, does having a gun in the home make it safer? 35% said yes in 2000. 42% said yes in 2004. 47% in 2006. And 63% said yes in 2014. Now, the AP, when it was reporting the GSS poll, did not report those numbers. And did they not? They did not address the disparity between the numbers between the GSS and Gallup. In just in females, just in females, there's been a 79% increase in female gun buyers in the United States. 79%. So the GSS knows something that the NSSF doesn't know, that Gallup doesn't know, that the Pew Research Center doesn't know. We can look at the number of guns that were in the unit, and this is their theory. Okay, this is how they're explaining their theory. While there's more guns in the United States than ever, these are in the hands of fewer people. You see, because the I guess the ranks of the KKK, which is how they characterize me and you, have swollen. But they, you know, as far as what guns we own, but where there's fewer of us. So, you know, there's not one guy with one gun out there. There's one guy with 300 guns. And he's got a whole warehouse devoted to gun safes. Or maybe the warehouse itself is a gun safe. This is desperation at its finest. It's brassy. It's brassy. It's brassy because these numbers are running completely against everything else that's out there today. And they're putting it out there for politicians to have talking points to try to do good work, like banning guns and banning ammo. Oh, well. Okay, so 23.2% of the population is 0 to 17. Now we got, well, that's... I'll have to do some math later on. We'll figure it out. Fact of the matter, GSS, they are a bloated waste of molecular gathering. When they get together, only lies result. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference. Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I gotta tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible, get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Gold is like nothing.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I was at a gun shop yesterday, and we were talking about the M855 ban, and while we were talking about it, the FFL holder told me he thought they were going to ban it. Then, as I was driving home, he sent me a text. Freudian slip. Sent me a text saying that they had pulled it off the table. I'm going to tell you what I think happened. Okay? Now, they're pulling it off the table, and they put out, let's look at their little statement. They say, although they endeavor to create a proposal that reflected a good faith interpretation of law and balanced the interests of law enforcement, industry, and sportsmen, the vast majority of comments received to date are critical of the framework and include issues that deserve further study. Accordingly, ATF will not, at this time, seek to issue a final framework. After the close of the comment period, they will process the comments received, further evaluate the issues raised therein, and provide additional open and transparent process before proceeding with any framework. That sounds, you know, that sounds good, I guess. But here's what I think happened. This is what I think happened. Along with those comments, we started seeing some movings around in Congress. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Congress didn't win this. Congress was poked into going in this direction, and they were poked by their constituents. You had letters coming from the Senate with 52 senators signing that letter. You had the House condemning it. You had the police coming out and saying that there's never been a police officer shot with an .855 round, so this isn't a good reason to ban it. And when Congress woke out of their doldrums, the ATF at that point decided this was not a good idea because of all of the other things that they've got going against them, all the other scandals they have happening. That's fine. But here's what's got to happen, okay? And they're talking about this in the chat room. These agencies can no longer call the shots. We have got to divorce ourselves from the bureaucracy, especially when it comes to rights. Okay? Especially when it comes to rights. The other day, I'll give you a really good example. Because of the beating that the NRA takes, Second Amendment takes, people that carry guns take, because of the fact that that is so acceptable now, I don't remember where this was, but we had a professor and a choral director standing up and screaming because a guy was legally open carrying a gun, and I think it was in Michigan. And they got to legally scream fire in a crowded theater, which isn't that what they tell us? They tell us all the time that the rights aren't absolute. And the thing that they use to back that up is the Supreme Court has found that the rights are not absolute. We've got to divorce ourselves from this bureaucracy, and we've got to take back control of the country. We've got to get back to the consent of the governed. And that's going to be a long road. It can be, and we have two choices. It can be a long incremental road, where we're always going to be activists and we all survive it. Or it can be a very short, bloody road where we all won't survive it. Now, I prepare for the short, bloody road because I'll be honest with you, I don't see any way back. Thank you. Ann Arbor Pioneer High School, thank you very much. That's where they got to yell fire in a crowded theater. Because this kind of thing is acceptable now. Because the nation is run by Barack Obama and a bunch of bureaucrats. And Congress is not involved in it. The Supreme Court does stuff all the time that you and I know isn't constitutional. A lot of people got up there and said, look what Roberts did when they had the Obamacare. issue in front of them. He said that they couldn't do a fee, but they could do a tax. And he called the Obamacare fee a tax. And now, because it's a tax, it can be taken off the table. It can be, this can be done and that can be done. Name one thing that's ever been repealed. One thing. Name one. We had temperance. We had a constitutional amendment that made us a dry nation. And then we had another one that made us a free nation again. But, I mean, when you're looking out there, when you're looking out there at everything, and you see what you see when you see what you see about the Supreme Court or the bureaucrats here or everything else, remember this, they don't like to be yelled at. They don't like to be pointed out. The ATF got pointed out on this, this stupid 855 ban, and because of everything that was pointed out, they backed away. Same thing happened with Manchin Toomey. The only time you see something like this happen is when it's a gun issue for some reason. And the only time we ever see this up, this yelling begin by the populace is when they're trying to take something from us. We need to be yelling 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If you want to start getting things going in the right direction, we can't have a win, which this is a win. It's not that big, but it's pretty good. We can't have a win and sit back and say, we showed them. We live in a land of freedom. We can't do that. We can't do that. Right now, while we have won, while we've got the momentum going, we need to be piling on them. We need to be going after them. Going after everything stupid that's out there against us. And we need to be doing it today. And tomorrow, and the day after. And on Saturday and Sunday, we can leave voicemails and emails and a constant assault. You need to become, every time they see something in your name at your senator's office or your representative's office, they need to dread it. Because you got to force them to work, folks. That's just the way it is. You got to force them to work. 9 times out of 10, they don't even know what's going on around them. They've got their staff that might know. But they themselves don't know for the most part. So you got to educate them. We just did it. We did it with Manchin and Toomey. These are very good signs. We can do it all the time. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're limited close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. Got all this stuff popping up and it distracts me. I can't stand it. I've made a very serious decision. I get, as a gun owner in the United States, I get constantly hit with the slang term of being a racist, a white supremacist, a KKK-er. And I'm tired of that. I'm tired of that. And most of the people that do it, are racial pimps. Racial pimps who completely ignore, in a lot of cases, groups like the Deacons for Defense, who I admire a great deal. Groups like that group of black gentlemen in Ferguson, Missouri, that protected the gas station of a white property owner. Because they knew him, and they knew him personally, and they'd known him all of their life, and it was a la Martin Luther King, based upon their characters. And I've made a decision. I live today in a country where President Barack Obama, where current Attorney General Eric Holder, and a whole host of others have decided to do things like make... In urban areas, they're going to lower the bar, or increase the height of the bar, if you will, as to how far a black ute will be able to go before he gets in trouble. And there's going to be a couple things that come out of that. There's going to be teachers that quit teaching in those urban schools. They're closing urban schools in a lot of cases. Teachers are being besieged. Areas around these schools are becoming gang bastions. And that's because of the policies that the liberals put together to where these young black Americans have no family structure. They're not taught a value set as they grow up. They come from a fractured family, so they have a fractured outlook on what life is supposed to be. So, I don't like racism. I look at everybody out there as an individual, and, you know, they may not look like me in a lot of cases. The people that I call friends, the people that I value their opinion, the people that I wouldn't mind getting in the foxhole with, sometimes they may. But, and this is bad. This is really, really harsh. This is really bad. I live in a country where while they're passing these laws and rules down to regular people, President Barack Obama sends his children to a school that is predominantly white with guns around them. A lot of schools in the urban areas can't have that. They can't have any sort of armed security there. I live, you know, I've never heard of a Border Patrol agent calling a congressman dad or a member of the cabinet daddy. I've never heard of that. I've never heard of in the military, for that matter. I'm sure they do exist in the military because a lot of people see that as a path to politics, but that's not the mystery arm. That's my bride of 31 years today. Today's my anniversary, 31 years. I live in a world where while we're importing criminals, they want to disarm me. I live in a world where they're sending guns to drug cartels while Border Patrol agents get shot and killed. And I believe a whole lot of that, while, don't get me wrong, a whole lot of that has this, it's an assault on our rights, no doubt about it. At the same time, when they do this, and they know it's going to impact people, and they don't take into consideration that impact it's going to have on people, we're dealing with racist monsters. Racist monsters. Our government today, in certain cases when it comes to race, is as bad as the KKK. So, I have, you know, I keep hearing these stories. There's the American Thinker has this one guy named Colin Flaherty, and he chronicles all of these black American crimes, and it's all black American youth. There's nobody in these things that I see that are 35 years or older. This is all black American youth. Fractured. And these are victims that have become predators. They're victims of a political system that never gave them a chance. And I look at them, should they, you know, I haven't had anything like this happen around where I live. If it does happen, it's going to be bad. Because I've made a decision based on everything I see coming out of this government and everything else, that this is part of the tip of the spear, you know? It's part of the tip of the spear. And black America, you know, Obama wants to import Hispanics who are going to take jobs from you. I know unemployment is higher with you. I don't know why. You're not any less capable of anything than I. But it is. And when the victim becomes a predator, then they have to be dealt with. And I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Eric Holder. How would he feel if he was a Border Patrol agent and he knew his government was supplying people that shot at him with guns they provided? How would he feel about that? Would he see this as a betrayal of service? like just like Hillary Clinton right now, just like Barack Obama, who didn't know anything about the Hillary Clinton email account. Eric Holder knew nothing about Fast and Furious. And I cry shenanigans. We know what you're about, sir. You wanted to brainwash people in 1995 to make guns like cigarettes. Except guns don't give you cancer. You have stonewalled Congress. You have protected documentation while you say, I don't know anything about it. You've been caught in lies. And at the same time, you guys keep ignoring our allies. You keep supporting the Islam. What are you doing? You're setting America up for, you're putting us in a position that we can fight our way out of. But you know what? There was no fight to be there. Until you guys got in power. There was no fight. Now, I'm an American, period. I can tell you where my ancestors come from, but it doesn't matter. I was born here. I have only ever lived here. Eric Holder is an American who has chosen to put a chip on his shoulder, as Barack Obama has, as Valerie Jarrett has. Everybody that enables them, you guys, you are a violation of humanity. And thankfully, there's people like me that think the way I do. This has nothing to do with race supremacy or anything. This has to do with one race, American. The American race. And everybody else who has a hyphen before it, you guys are not on my boat. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by David Kodria, gun rights examiner, war on guns blog guy, guy who broke Fast and Furious in media altogether. He and Mike Vanderbo. He's coming up next. We got some stuff to talk about. I'm half British, so I watch a lot of British TV that's on Netflix, and one thing that always cracks me up is in Britain, apparently, at least the way they depict it on TV, whenever it's dark and there's a lot of sounds coming around, somebody's going to go investigate it. And then when they see the guy with the monkey wrench overhead about to crash into their head, they just look there and go, "Cole, what are you doing here?" And then, of course, they get killed. And that's the branch of humanity that hasn't got a clue. And I'm struck by hunters nowadays and hikers nowadays here in the United States. And in a lot of cases, they haven't got a clue. In Minnesota, where GCN is located, they had some bow hunters out there hunting bear. And they popped the bear with an arrow. And nobody in the hunting party, there was five or six of these guys, nobody in the hunting party had a gun. The bear apparently was playing opossum. Yes, I'm hooked on phonics. Playing opossum. The bear came up and got the one closest to him, got the man closest to him, and was trying to gnaw on the man. The man killed the bear with a knife, but not before the bear had broken both of his arms and most of his upper body. All because nobody had a gun. Now, with bears, which is probably, that'd probably be the apex predator you might run up against, but depending on where you are, there's mountain lions. They'll come and get you too. They're more out west, I think. But bears, if you go out loaded for bear, anything else that crosses your path, you're going to be able to handle. In certain locales, animals like moose are a problem. I've seen a moose, and it was a young moose, but I've seen a young moose killed with a Glock 26, 9mm. But not before the moose had kicked the guy in the chest, which if a moose came up right now and kicked me in the chest, I'd be done. I'm still at that point right now where my chest could go. If you're going to hike, folks, okay, if you're going to hike, you have to look at these hiking areas that you go to, and if they're a gun-free zone, don't go, please. You're out there trying to commune with nature, not be consumed by it. When you're going out there, if you're in an area where they have bears, I've never hunted bear. I know that black bear in North Carolina, I have relatives in North Carolina that hunt black bear. And they can be taken relatively easily because they don't get very big. After you get out of the black bear category, if you're looking at a brown bear or a grizzly bear, or if you're in Alaska and you're looking at a Kodiak bear, anything less than a 44 Magnum, if they know you've got that, they're going to start drooling. So, and the only reason I brought this up was, I remember when Chris Costa moved to Wyoming. Well, Chris Costa moved from Florida to Wyoming, and now he lives in a big wilderness. And Chris likes to hike, and Chris carries a Glock 10 millimeter with him when he goes, and he got the hottest load. I think it's Underwood ammo. 10 millimeter will deal with a bear. And you can fire that thing fast enough in a lot of cases. He's got a salient like I have. And so he can put a lot of brass in the air, and maybe that'll deal with it. But when you're dealing with something like an apex predator, okay, you're dealing with something that there is no one magic caliber. There, bears get shot all the time in the chest with a 7mm Magnum and run for 40 yards. Anyway. And then fold up. Yeah, you just killed him. But he's still running for 40 yards. That's pretty animated to be dead. A brown bear can soak up lead from a big bore rifle like a sponge. If what is the biggest caliber you can carry nowadays in a sidearm? 500 Magnum, right? That has only slightly more kinetic energy than a 30-30 class rifle cartridge. You are dealing, after all, in a lot of cases when you're talking about backups, you're talking about sidearms. So you have to get something gigantic. And the 500 Magnum has slightly more kinetic energy than a 30-30. So when you're picking a handgun, if you're going to pick one, as the dedicated backup against bears gun, that thing's going to be gigantic. If you're not going to do that, then you need to pack the sidearm that you know how to shoot the best. And I say that with a caveat. Having a handgun as your backup is a little bit better than having nothing. Even a gigantic hand cannon. The problem with the hand cannon, okay, the big revolvers that weigh 16 pounds unloaded, it's very hard to shoot one of those things quickly. When you fire a 500 Magnum at something, the recoil is noticeable. Getting back on target is going to take a few seconds. And it's even harder to train with because the ammo for these things is astronomically high. Now, you can be more effective with a 9mm because most everybody I know has either gone to a class or they've tried a contest. So they've actually shot under stress to a certain degree, or they've been in the military or the law enforcement. You're going to be more effective with something you shoot all the time than you are with something like your .454 Casull that sits in the top of the closet in case the Yetis come out of the back, you know, come out of the wood line. A good balance. And this is one. I don't have a wheel gun. I currently don't own a revolver, but I'm going to get one, and I'm going to get a .357 Magnum. And for some reason, everybody out there says this is the. If you want something that you might be able to shoot faster, but at the same time have something nice and hot, go with the .357. We'll find out. I know that with .357 Magnum, I can shoot 100 rounds without having to ice my wrist. I shot a .454 one time. I can't even hold on to that with both hands. That's what I would be comfortable with. But if you're going to be one of these hikers out there, And I don't know how many people listen to me hike, but if you're one of those hikers, you need to be carrying something. So that's why I say, if you don't want to get out there, yeah, there you go. I've had a 586. I've never had a 686. I'm going to be looking for a 686, though. My choice is going to be a Smith & Wesson 686 357 Magnum. I think with a 4-inch barrel. Yeah, 4-inch barrel. That's what I'm going to be looking for. And that's just good. That's going to be my just-in-case gun. I may carry two handguns. I may carry two. Coming up next is going to be David Kodria. And I want to float this past you. Has anybody seen that movie John Wick? I've watched that, and the movie, the way Keanu uses a gun as a striking instrument, got me to thinking, maybe not too far off. He does kill like 80 people. But I like the way he sets himself up. He's wearing body armor and a suit, and you can't even tell it. I know that's all contrived, but I'm thinking about getting together a little prize package, and I want to have a let's make a better John Wick. And you don't have to get into a suit, okay? You will have to have a large primary sidearm. You will have to have a small secondary sidearm, and you will have to pick out a primary rifle, because he does use an AR at one point in there. And maybe a sport coat. Or maybe a dress. I don't know. We can have a female Wick. Rebecca Wick. Chew that over. If anybody wants to play, let me know. Bill at Lock and Load Radio. Bill at lockandloadradio.com. Coming up next, David Kodria on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.